Tomato soup.
There are 14 varieties of tomato soup available from this replicator, with rice, with vegetables.
Star Trek fans are familiar with replicators. You just tell the machine what you want, and it immediately appears. Science might not be that advanced yet, but it's well on its way. At first glance, the MakerBot Replicator 2, located at the Taubman Museum of Art in Roanoke, looks like an ordinary inkjet printer, but...
it's printing layer by layer, and if you can see that the filament is coming like the cartridge. Instead of printing paper and the text on it, we have the ABS plastic that is coming through here. And this particular printer is dual, so there's two colors that we can print at the same time and mix them.
Cindy Peterson is the Taubman's Deputy Director of Education and says the nozzles on the 3D printer reach 220 degrees Celsius when operating.
So you can see how it's coming through and printing layer by layer the object. And sometimes, you know, it's hollow in the inside and sometimes it's filled depending on the design.
It takes between 75 and 120 minutes to print out a 3 to 6 inch model, about the size and weight and made of the same material as a Lego. On this particular day, it printed out a small replica of Burris Hall on the Virginia Tech campus, complete with a tiny VT logo. Peterson says this is the only such printer in the area that's being operated on a consistent basis for demonstrations, classes, and public workshops. The demonstrations are part of the interactive area of Art Venture, an art gallery for children and families.
And 3D printing is one of the stations in the Art Venture area for connecting the 3D printing and how it's used in art, architecture, and engineering.
Museum employees hold demonstrations the second Saturday of each month. At a recent demo, children and adults stopped by to see it in action.
Asking questions, actually seeing a 3D printer printing different objects, being able to touch and handle the different things that have come out of this particular 3D printer.
10-year-old Logan Bruffman from Eagle Rock and 8-year-old Preston from Blacksburg and their families are fascinated.
Because you don't see many unique stuff from them.
What is it copying? Where's the original?
There's a file on the SD card here, and it just reads it and prints it out from there.
Yeah. Sharp things that can cut, like a knife.
Now, we couldn't do that with this 3D printer. That's a good question.
The Taubman's printer is a small hobby printer, but larger machines are printing jewelry, shoes, metal, and cement. A 3D printer has other uses as well. Grayson Van Buren is a museum intern from Virginia Tech and explains there's a free online program that allows you to take multiple photos of a large object and then create a miniature replica. On the table next to the printer is a 2-foot-tall bird sculpture.
I was actually able to take, I think it was something like
150
photos. It was a ridiculous number of photos for this, but able to make it into a little 3D model and then print it out.
Peterson says they could use this feature to expand some of the museum's permanent collections, such as the Judith Lieber handbags, or maybe print out sculptures from the museum's permanent collection.
So that the children, you know, you can't touch it when it's up on in the galleries, but you could then touch a replication in 3D and see that part of it.
Just as people are already going into museums, digitizing objects, and putting the instructions online for other enthusiasts to print out. But even with the possibility of everyone having a Mona Lisa on their wall, Peterson doesn't think that will cheapen art.
Some artists are very excited about the process, so there's, you know, a part of where they're creating art, or if they're creating a sculpture, it's used across fields, architecture, engineering, you know, parts for hearing aids, parts for, you know, to see if something's going to fit, and then doing the actual print.
3D printers are also being used to recreate broken or missing parts in the automobile industry. Next fall, astronauts of the International Space Station will be able to print out their own replacement parts. And NASA is working with a Texas company to use a 3D printer for making food in space.
Bolian style, with pasta, with...
plain.
Specify hot or chilled.
Hot. Hot, plain tomato soup.
Maybe with more than one kind of tomato soup. I'm Beverly Amsler.